mind sharing with us some of your teaching approaches? I mean, I noticed you talking about your teacher, I think in college, who was very entertaining, and I noted that that's come into your teaching style, having been in your class.
Well, I came in from a state university whose idea of teaching was professor in front of 300 students at a lectern talking. And when I took the job here, I made these elaborate sets of lecture notes. I mean, I had every word down there. And I would stand up there and, you know, I came down fully prepared just to read my lecture notes, because as I said, I had no teaching experience. And that was the sort of the experience. That's what college teaching was. And it was people like Eleanor Miller and my colleagues in the history department. We in the history department talk a lot about teaching. We're almost obsessive about it. We talk so much about it. And it really made a difference in my approach, so that I mean, I don't watch her much, do I?
Yeah.
And because I found out that is not the way to get students engaged. You can just see the sort of the blank stares coming across the face as they become mesmerized, and does engage them, and you end up with them just sort of regurgitating what you said on the exam, and it doesn't really challenge them. So I changed my approach very early on, because I found it really wasn't very effective. And you know, we were encouraged, but you know, at that time when I came here, Rollins did not put a lot of focus on publications. We did a little bit. It was expected, but it was not something that was seen as our main function. Our main function was teaching. And I've always thought that was something that was really important, because people came here, kids went to state universities, they ended up in these huge classes. The person they had contact with was a TA who really didn't give a damn about them. I was a TA for a semester, and I didn't give a damn about them. I was much more concerned about getting my coursework done, working on my dissertation, you know, those sorts of things. I could have cared less about the students that came in. I did my obligatory office hours. Nobody showed up, which is good, because I got my work done. And, you know, it was just terrible. And I saw here that the faculty were really interested in the students and making a difference in their lives. And we did. Because you could see people grow in a way that at a small school that you couldn't at a big state university. I mean, I only had one teacher that really knew me well as an undergraduate. And that was just by chance, because I was in he was the teacher of the chemistry course that I took. And I happened to end up in his, what we called, recitation section. So he got to know me, and I took him for one other class, Smith. And he actually wrote a very nice letter of recommendation for me for graduate school, which I didn't do. It was in biology, but I didn't see my advisor until my senior year in college. I saw the secretary, and I believed her when she said that I had to take a Saturday class. She said all freshmen are supposed to take Saturday classes. Lie, but I believed it. You know, so that sort of impersonality I knew had not worked for me. And I saw the difference here, and so, you know, and it's fun. It's fun to watch students, what they become, and you get letters. I have a file of letters that I've gotten over the years from people who have written back and said, you know, thank you for this, that, and the other thing. And it just really makes a big difference. And I would not have gotten that if I had stayed the way I was. I would have been just god-awfully boring.